A better housing market is helping Wall Street banks.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. J.P. Morgan Chase just reported a record profit of $21 billion for last year, despite suffering its biggest trading loss ever. Fourth quarter profit alone was up 53% from the previous year. As Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, an improving housing market appears to be paying big dividends for Wall Street.
Incredibly low interest rates generated a lot of fees for mortgage bankers, says Eric Oja at Standard & Poor's.
2012 had that huge mortgage refinancing boom that really helped to kick up revenues a lot.
Now, the housing market itself is finally picking up. People buying first homes or trading up as their incomes grow. They all need new mortgages. Ocha says recent bank settlements over bad loans that went to Fannie Mae during the housing boom and bad foreclosures done during the housing bust are helping to clear the financial decks.
Even though it's expensive to settle, what it does is clear away a lot of the uncertainty, and it helps the securitization market to pick up again as well. And that'll help the mortgage market, and it'll help housing growth.
Oja says clear away uncertainty about the federal debt ceiling and bank lending to consumers and businesses could really take off. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.